This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump says it looks like Iran is responsible for Saturday's attacks on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. He spoke to reporters in the Oval Office on Monday during a meeting with the Crown Prince of Bahrain. Trump said he does not want war with Iran.
I'm not looking to get into new conflict, but sometimes you have to.
He said Washington would support his ally, Saudi Arabia.
That was an attack on Saudi Arabia, and that wasn't an attack on us. But we would certainly help them. They've been a great ally. They spend $400 billion in our country over the last number of years.
North Korea says its diplomatic talks with the United States could resume in a few weeks. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The North says the fresh talks could happen, but it will not consider abandoning its nuclear weapons unless external threats are fully removed. The North adds any upcoming working-level meetings will be decisive in determining the fate of the country's diplomacy with Washington. Negotiations have stalled since a February summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump in Vietnam, collapsed over disagreements over sanctions relief in exchange for disarmament measures. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will annex all the Jewish settlements in the West Bank over the protest of Palestinian leaders if he wins his close re-election bid Tuesday. Netanyahu is facing his toughest political fight to win a record fifth term to stay in power, even as he's confronting possible corruption charges. Israel is staging its second national vote in less than 6 months. Netanyahu has been unable to cobble together a parliamentary majority to form a government after the April vote. You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Associated Press has learned that President Trump's accounting firm has been sent a subpoena for his tax returns. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
A source who insisted on anonymity tells the Associated Press the office of Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. sent a subpoena to President Trump's accounting firm seeking the last 8 years of state and federal tax returns for Donald Trump and the Trump Organization. The president was asked about it as he left the White House for a New Mexico campaign rally.
I don't know anything about it.
The district attorney, who's a Democrat, last month subpoenaed the Trump Organization for records related to hush money payments for a porn actress. Trump and his family have been fighting in court against multiple subpoenas. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Russian actor Pavel Ustinov has been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for violence against police during a protest rally last month. He insists he did not participate in the rally. A district court in Moscow on Monday found Ustinov guilty of verbally insulting police and assaulting a National Guard officer during the August 3rd rally. The demonstrators were protesting against the refusal by officials to register opposition and independent candidates for Moscow City Council elections that took place on September 8th. Ustinov pleaded not guilty. He said he did not participate in the rally, but just stood nearby. Defense witnesses have confirmed that he neither insulted anyone nor resisted police, but he was beaten up by law enforcement. Talks between General Motors and the United Auto Workers continued today following the start of a nationwide strike by workers. AP's Matt Small has that story.
Let's move!
More than 49,000 UAW members walked out on GM early this morning after the union said months of negotiations over wages, plant closures, and other issues with the automaker hadn't budged enough. James Cotton in Detroit is one of the striking employees, and he says he'll stick it out for as long as it takes to get a fair contract.
We're willing to do what we have to do. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. I can't deny that, but we have to keep fighting.
Workers have shut down 33 manufacturing plants across 9 states and 22 parts distribution warehouses. It's the first national strike by the union since a 2-day walkout back in 2007. I'm Matt Small.
The union is asking for better wages and health care, as well as job security and profit sharing. Federal health officials have activated emergency measures to tackle the recent spate of lung illnesses blamed on electronic cigarettes. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, Robert Redfield, said on Monday that his organization has made it a priority to find the cause of the outbreak. As of Monday, the CDC was investigating 380 confirmed or suspected cases of vaping-related lung illness, including 6 deaths. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Our
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dang, all the hits and more on VOA 1.